Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You know, Jack Carr's going to be on the show later today. The man himself, Navy SEAL, and the number one New York Times bestselling author, his new book, Red Sky Morning. I can't wait to have him on the show, and that'll be at 5 o'clock today. The event with Jack Carr is quickly selling out, and it's going to be on Tuesday, June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center. So get your tickets today, Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. You don't want to miss this. Jack is the man, so get your ticket today. Looking at all the arrests that took place in our area and looking at what happened with regards to these terrorists who were on the terror watch list, I got a text from a buddy of mine who is a former cop. I'll just say that. The FBI dumped these 8 guys from Tajikistan, dumped them on the border guys, the ICE guys, the Immigration Customs Enforcement buds, as they're known, after months of interest in them. Allegedly, the feds heard them talk of explosives and targeting interests, yet there are no charges for that, only immigration violations. ICE also finds it odd that Border Patrol put Russia and the work of these guys, these Tajikistans, on the revoke list last week, and now this. So I guess the question really becomes, what's happening here? Is this a way to make everybody nervous? A little bit, you know, a little bit on the edge of our seats? Try to think about something else besides the Biden crime family for a couple hours? These things don't work. The distractions don't work anymore. The Fed kept interest rates unchanged today, which I find very telling. They're doing everything they possibly can, to not help Joe Biden. I mean, really, they're doing everything they can to not help Joe Biden. Oh, and you know who else is not getting helped? Leah Thomas. Will Thomas? Leah? Leah, as Leah likes to go by now, who's still a biological male, former UPenn swimmer, as you know, will not be in the Olympics. That's right. Will not be in the Olympics. Lost the court battle. Leah doesn't have to worry about shrinkage in the pool swimming in the Olympics. So there you go. That's good. Because nobody wants to deal with shrinkage. Am I right? Of course I'm right. And the LoveGov, Andrew Cuomo, testified today in front of the House Select Subcommittee, or yesterday, on COVID. We got the notes. We got the transcripts. We'll go over them with you, tell you everything about it, what the LoveGov said. But the bottom line is this. Here's the headline. The guy takes no accountability for anything. No accountability for anything. Which should surprise nobody, because he wants to rehabilitate his political career. And Democrats never have to have accountability for anything. Never. Never. It's like a little bit later in the show, I'm going to talk to my buddy Mike Testa, Senator Mike Testa. He had a hearing today on the Jersey Shore and safety on the Jersey Shore. Yeah, that all the nonsense that went on in Wildwood a couple weeks ago. The Attorney General of New Jersey actually blamed Wildwood for what happened by saying they didn't have enough cops. First of all, you can't recruit cops. Nobody wants to be a cop anymore. Nobody wants to deal with it. So that's the problem, is you can't. Who wants to do this job when you know you got a target on your back all the time? So we'll have Senator Testa on the show later today. But the Attorney General of New Jersey should probably spend more time, maybe, I don't know, doing that than thinking about stupid harebrained schemes to take away the liquor licenses at Trump National Golf Club, which is never going to work because Trump is not even the license holder. But that's not the point. Let that stew a little bit. Let it stew in people's minds out there that, yeah, hey, if you're a bartender or you're a server at Trump National Golf Club in Pine Hill or Bedminster, Colts Neck, yeah, you might lose your job because the Democrats want to punish Trump, even though he's not the license holder. But it doesn't matter. Let people believe that because it's what Democrats want to do. They'll try to find any single possible way they can to go after Trump. Won't hurt them. It would hurt working people if they were successful. Luckily, they're not going to be successful. And this is backfiring in their face in such a way that TheHill.com, not exactly Breitbart, not exactly InfoWars, it's The Hill. Trump holds a 2 in 3 chance of winning in a new election forecast. Yesterday was a story from Politico. Not exactly Breitbart, not exactly InfoWars, Politico. Talking about all of Biden's henchmen in government who are also involved in the family business. La familia. Oh, I should mention to you, our buddy Susie Cool has a poll going on Twitter. 17 years ago today, and it's hard to believe, was the final episode of The Sopranos. 17 years ago. I can't believe it. Goes by like that, doesn't it? And the ending, which is very controversial, certainly was at the time, what happened to Tony? So you get to weigh in. Fades to black. Does Tony Soprano just go live his life and enjoy, maybe retire? Or does Tony get whacked over some onion rings? The best onion rings. So, you decide. Weigh in on Susie Cool's poll, and we'll see what the results say. I know what I think. Tony got whacked. Fades to black. It's exactly what they always said would happen. When it ends, it ends. Everything was shot through kind of his point of view through a lot of that scene. That episode to this day is still controversial. As I look back on it now, I appreciate it more as time has gone on. But I remember it like it was yesterday where I was. We were in Brooklyn, New York at my cousin Mikey's apartment. We made a bunch of Italian food, and we were all watching it together, me and my cousins. And when the, like you probably watched it, if you watched it live, when it faded to black, we all thought the power went out, the cable went out. We turned to my cousin. He's a slacker then. He's a slacker now. I said, what, did you not pay the cable bill, Mike? Huh? So, what, 17 years. Goes by fast, does it not? Certainly does. Trump has a 66-in-100 chance of winning, while President Biden has a 33-in-100 chance of winning. The results are similar to a forecast model from Decision Desk Headquarters and The Hill released last month. In the model's most recent update, Trump holds a 56-in-100 chance of winning, and Biden's got a 44-in-100 chance. Bottom line is this. Trump's numbers keep going up. Biden's keep going down. Bottom line, headline, that's it. Trump's numbers keep going up. Biden's keep going down. How do you reverse that course? Well, one thing you could do would be to cut interest rates, make people feel better about the economy. Fed's not doing that. Fed's not doing that. Oh, I know the Fed doesn't get involved in politics, right? Right. Right. Yeah. 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 Fed. There are forces at play here that want Biden out of this race. He can't win. I'm not saying Kamala Harris can win either, but they got to take it. They got to try something. They got to try something. They need a Hail Mary here. And if you, in an election year, if you wanted to help the incumbent and you're the Fed chair, you're Jerome Powell, very simple. You just cut interest rates. That alone would do a lot to spark consumer confidence. That alone would do a lot to save people some money. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. I think it's because, again, the forces that be, the people that actually run this place, Well, they want Biden gone. So that brings me to what happened yesterday, obviously, with which Hunter Biden found guilty on three counts of gun charges, nothing to do with Joe Biden. And the question is, will we ever, ever know about the crimes of Joe Biden? And we're also on Death Watch. Former President Jimmy Carter is experiencing the world as best he can. He's no longer awake every day, according to his grandson. And his wife passed away a couple months ago, and so he's probably going to wind up dying, as many people do, of heartbreak. He entered hospice back in February of 2023. About 10 months into his hospice care, his wife, Roslyn, died, as you know. So everybody is waiting for one of the last of the living presidents to pass away, Jimmy Carter. Today is also the anniversary of Reagan's big speech to Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. That was today as well, in addition to being the last episode of The Sopranos. So, all right, now, a lot to talk about with you as we go on with the show. The crimes against Hunter Biden are a cover-up to protect and give a warning to Joe Biden. So it was all about protecting the president 2 years ago when they first started coming up with this deal. Biden was in a much different mental state. He was more popular. The economy was in a better position. A lot's changed in 2 years. They started working on that plea agreement with Hunter Biden very, very early on. It blew up last summer, but it was months and months and months in the making. It blew up in court. 2 years goes by from when they first started working on the plea agreement deal. And since then, Biden's gotten worse. Trump's gotten more popular. And all their little games they tried to play to try to stop Trump through the court system didn't work. Backfired on him. In fact, if anything, it's made Trump stronger. Trump is now he's like a bullfighter or a prize fighter. He's got that eye of the tiger back in his eye. He's ready. You know, they put him through everything and he's ready. And what do they got to stop him now? Nothing. They got ungots to stop him. Georgia is done. Look, the Georgia Supreme Court or the appellate court put the case on hold indefinitely until they figure out the resolution to Fawnie's Fannie and Nathan Wade and whether or not Fawnie Willis, due to the actions of Nathan Wade and her Fannie, can in fact continue to be the lead prosecutor. And if she's not the lead prosecutor, then the whole office is disqualified. So that's going to take months. That's not going to be resolved anytime soon, not until after the election or very, very close to it. And so that's over. The New York case, well, there's going to be appeals. And the David Gelman was on yesterday. We think we're going to get some updates on that probably this week. On the federal side, Jack Smith case, classified documents, that's going nowhere. The judge in that case, who's a very smart judge and probably the only judge who actually is not out to get Trump, she has put the classified documents case on hold indefinitely as they work out a various number of appeals. And also now they're hearing the question of whether or not Jack Smith's appointment is constitutional or not. So they have nothing left. All their little games failed. Tried to stop him in the courts, didn't work. When they started this plea agreement with Hunter Biden years ago, the idea was roll all of the big guy's financial crimes into a gun diversion agreement. Therefore, the judge can't reject the plea agreement. It all goes away, and the old man's good. And the old man's the best chance we got of beating Trump, and we're going to do everything we can to make Trump the nominee. If you got in your DeLorean right now, and you went back to the future, no, back to the past, and you sat around the Democrat war room in 2021, those are the conversations they were having back then. They said, we know the old man's crooked because with the laptop. We had the laptop, right? We know it's on the laptop because we had it in our possession. The old man is crooked. That's why, and thank you to everybody in this room for doing your part in convincing America this was Russian disinformation. Thanks. I'm looking at you, Twitter. I'm looking at you, Mark Zuckerberg. I'm looking at you, Washington Post, New York Times, NPR, Leslie Stahl. Thank you. You all did a great job helping us do a gigantic psyop on the American people and gaslight them into believing that the laptop was Russian disinformation. But we know it's not. We know it's real. We know what's on there. The old man's dirty and crooked, so we got to make it go away. Any suggestions? Hands go up around the room. Yes, you in the back. Speak up. What if we indict Hunter Biden? Whoa. Did you not hear what I just said? Links directly to the old man. Can't indict Hunter Biden. How do we make it go away? Any other suggestions? All right, what, Skippy? It's always the guy in the back of the room, right, who, for whatever reason, doesn't give up. That's Skippy in this scenario. Skippy, the Democrat operative. So they go, all right, Skippy, what? Finally, what? What if we indict Hunter for the gun crime and wrap the financial crimes into a gun diversion agreement through Department of Justice, and then the judge can't reject the plea agreement? We can do that? Yes. Here, sir. And brings a little nerd, you know, brings over a sack of papers. Look at this. It says here that you can put anything into a gun diversion agreement. No, you idiot. It's got to be about the gun. No, actually, it doesn't, sir. We did our research, and it turns out you can use the gun diversion agreement to hide all the crimes of the Bidens. And the judge can't reject it. So we should do that. The room gets quiet. Everybody starts looking over their shoulder. Get me somebody, anybody. Is this true? Is Skippy right? Can we do that? Is that? Yep, sure enough, Skippy was right. And that's exactly what they did. So they indicted Hunter Biden and all these things, wrapped it up into a beautiful, you called it a sweetheart deal. I told you not to call it a sweetheart deal because it was a deal to protect the financial crimes of the president of the United States. And then they thought it would all go away. And Hunter's an idiot who hires bad lawyers because morons hire morons. I don't mean the law firm of moron and moron. I just mean that they hire morons, which is why when I tell you to trust somebody, like Dr. Mike Veneria, for example, who's our sponsor of this hour, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. When I tell you to go see somebody like him, you can trust me because I am a smart person. Smart people hire smart people. Dumb people hire dumb people. So Hunter's idiot lawyers blew this up after the judge asked a series of questions and pulled a gigantic Jedi mind trick on everybody. Lots changed since the first time they got in that room and Skippy told them how they can make all the crimes of the old man go away. Lots changed. Since then, because as part of that meeting that day, they said, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure Trump becomes the nominee. Yeah? How do we do that? We're going to indict him. We are? Yes. We're going to do everything we can to make Trump the nominee. I know that you're thinking to yourself, but Trump's got such a following. Why don't we just leave him alone? Let him fade off into the sunset at Mar-a-Lago. Let, like, DeSantis or somebody rise up. No, 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 no. We think Trump's the easiest one to beat because we beat him in 2020. Wink, wink. Am I right? Am I right? Shh. Just say yes. We beat him in 2020, so we can beat him again. So we're going to do everything we can to help him get the nomination. Here's how. Indict him here, 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 and here. That will destroy him. He'll either be in jail or the people will be so repulsed by the idea of him being indicted, or maybe we'll win the crapshoot and he'll become a convicted felon and he'll definitely lose support. Meanwhile, Biden's spending like a drunken whore? Biden's spending is going to boom the economy. So we're going to have great economic numbers. Trump will be in prison. Biden is better than ever 2 years from now, and all the crimes of the old man will go away. We'll walk into that election in 2024. If you were in your DeLorean at that moment, you would back up the DeLorean. If you were a Democrat strategist, like if it was James Carville driving, and you would ram the DeLorean through the room and kill everybody in the room who was coming up with these ideas, you would. You would. You would just back it up, get it down to 1.21 gigawatts. I think you had to get it to 86 miles an hour, if I'm not mistaken. And you would slam the gas. And right before you went back into the future, back to the future, you'd kill everybody in the room, everybody. So I'm just saying, you know, that it was the worst strategy in the history of politics. Since then, the economy goes into the toilet because of Biden's spending. Biden is losing it more and more and more. And all the ways they went against Trump just made him stronger, more powerful, more popular. And a lot of other people just said, I don't care either way. All I know is the economy is very tough on me and my family. I don't really care. Indicted, not indicted, doesn't affect me. Those same people in the room that day, the Democrat geniuses, also said things like, and all we'll do is we'll talk about J6, our high holy day. Oh, J6. That's what they do, you know, whenever they bring up that day. They do like a chant. It's like a moment of Zen sort of a thing. Oh, J6. And we'll talk about it endlessly. We'll scare everybody that the end of democracy is coming. There's no way we can lose this election. Ready? Go. They want Biden gone. so much has changed since that meeting of the Democrat geniuses in 2021. And now everything that they know and have on him, which they had in that meeting, they're now going to use against him to get him out. So it's not going away. It's just funny. It really is. It's funny how we're all watching this play out in front of our eyes. And we're being gaslit into thinking this guy's going to be the candidate. The Democrat convention is not until August. They'll nominate him on August 21st. You know, until the Democrats nominate their candidate, Joe Biden's not the nominee. You know that, right? I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You're a smart person. Smart people listen to smart talk show hosts, which is why you are listening to me. Or you just hate me. It's fine either way. Until Joe Biden is nominated at the Democrat National Convention in August, probably the 20th, 21st, he's not the Democrat nominee. He's the presumptive nominee. August 20th. That's over 2 months from now. So when I hear people say, you can't make a change, you can't make a change, what do you mean? What do you mean make a change? There's no Democrat nominee for president right now. Let's understand that. There is no Democrat nominee for president of the United States. There's no Republican nominee either. They are presumptive nominees. But until they are formally nominated at their respective conventions, they are not their party's nominees. So as I hear people say they're going to make a change, I go, well, technically, I guess it's a change, although isn't it just technically actually just nominating a different person? I'm just throwing that out there. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you would like to weigh in, big show straight ahead. Jack Card, 5 o'clock. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Right now, Putin's fleet of warships just arrived in Havana. Yes, a fleet of Russian warships entered Cuban waters today as they prepare to hold military drills in the Caribbean. The deployment, according to Fox News, is likely a warning to President Biden after he gave approval for Ukrainian forces to strike some targets within Russia using U.S. weapons. Now, Rebecca Koffler, who's the strategic intelligence analyst and author of Putin's Playbook, said Putin is telling Washington, we can touch you. Now, if you've been to Key West, you know this. Cuba is only 90 miles off the coast of the United States of America. And we've been through this before. You probably remember or read about or heard about the Cuban Missile Crisis. But back then, we had a very sharp president in the White House. And today we have an idiot in the White House who is doing everything he possibly can to start World War III. So whereas Kennedy stood Nikita Khrushchev down, here you have Joe Biden, who has no idea what he's even looking at, let alone staring at. And there's nobody's afraid of us. And Joe Biden will do whatever Ukraine wants, whatever Zelensky needs. No problem. If it brings us to World War III, that brings us to World War III. Brings us to the brink of war. No problem. Because Zelensky's got the receipts of the Biden crime family. That's why. By the way, according to an ABC anchor, just so you know, they said that this was a clear blow to the president. The one-word response I got from a very close friend of Hunter Biden is stunned. Stunned. That's right. That's what ABC's John Carl said. He's stunned. They should be stunned by this. Why though? I mean, why would they be stunned? Why would they be stunned by this? Exactly. It's the letter of the law. Another fugazi here. They want you to believe. They want you to believe that this is a blow to the president, that they're really shocked by this. This is all part of the plan here. I'm telling you. It's all part of the plan to get the big guy to do something. Let's pot up Fox News, please. Jennifer Griffin is talking about U.S. tracking Russian warships in Cuba. I don't know if she's on there yet. Am I ahead of you, Matt? Matt?
Yeah, Sanis? You're a second ahead of me.
Okay.
I'll let you know when we have it.
All right, let's jump in here to what's going on here. Just play it. Just play the... I can't hear it. Fox
this
News?
Morning, there ships from the U.S. 2nd Fleet, U.S. 4th Fleet, U.S. Coast Guard Atlantic area are shadowing the movements of four Russian naval vessels.
This is not a surprise. We've seen them do this, these type of port calls before. We're always constantly going to monitor any foreign vessels operating near U.S. territorial waters. We, of course, take it seriously, but these exercises don't pose a threat to the United States.
The Pentagon has been monitoring the Russian warships as they cross the Atlantic Ocean. On Tuesday, the Russian convoy sailed less than 30 miles off Florida's south coast. U.S. intelligence assesses there are no nuclear weapons on board the ships, but the flotilla does include the Kazan nuclear-powered submarine. In a clear message to needle the U.S., Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met with his Cuban counterpart in Moscow today, thanking Havana for taking Russia's side in Ukraine.
We are grateful to our Cuban friends for their principal position on the situation around Ukraine. From the very beginning, Havana assessed the ongoing events, outlining absolutely correct. We are grateful to our Cuban friends for the fact that they are also protecting this objective.
It's notable that Russia did not send its only aircraft carrier, the Admiral Kuznetsov, to Cuba. It's currently out of service. Also notable that Ukraine has sunk nearly half of Russia's Black Sea fleet in the past 2 years, including a prized submarine. Martha?
Indeed. Thank you very much, Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon.
So there we go. That's the latest. That's what we got. Jennifer Griffin, thank you. I'm glad that she's there, by the way. Jennifer Griffin's doing a great job. This is Putin saying, go ahead. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? Well, what is Biden going to do? And if people had common sense, they would look at this and say to themselves, is the world actually better or worse with this guy in the White House? Are we closer to peace or closer to war? I know that they always say the doomsday clock is 1 second closer to midnight because of Trump. I don't know why. But if we're really looking at this, if we were playing war games right now, what DEFCON level are we at? Just out of curiosity. This is the first time we've had Russian warships back off U.S. waters in a threatening manner. Because that's what this is. Let's be honest. This is a threat. And I love how the Pentagon's like, this is no big thing. They do training drills right off of the United States. No big whoop. This is the first time Russia's done this in a threatening manner since the Cuban Missile Crisis. I mean, if they did it any other time, it was done with our knowledge and our understanding and a spirit of friendship or any. This is a threat. Let's not kid ourselves here. And I don't even know if they did it before. I don't remember ever hearing really news stories of the Russians doing training exercises off of Cuba. But assuming that they did, there was a period of time where we were friends after the fall of the Berlin Wall and Boris Yeltsin and Gorbachev and all that, you know. And then Putin got back in power, and then we were told Trump was going to be his puppet. He wasn't, but Putin didn't do anything, even though he did cross Obama's red line and went into Crimea, and Obama did nothing. Somehow Trump was going to be Putin's puppet. Putin did nothing in the 4 years Trump was president. Trump leaves the White House. Biden gets in, and then Trump invades Ukraine. Joe Biden says, we're not going to stand for this. And since then, we've been we said no tanks, that'd be World War III. No planes, that'd be World War III. We're not going to let them use our weapons inside Russia. Everything Biden said has been a bunch of BS because they have tanks, they have planes. They're using our weapons inside Russia. They're doing all these things. And we've thrown, what, $125 billion at them so far? Not counting the proceeds from the shirt sale at the gymnastics school that my daughter went to a birthday party at last week, where they have their shirt sale for Ukraine. So $120 billion plus the T-shirt sales, whatever that is, you know, 30, 40 bucks on top of that, but that's going to probably push it over the edge. So Putin knew about that T-shirt sale to benefit Ukraine, he might think twice. But in the meantime, till someone tells him, till Sergei Lavrov tells Putin about this Ukraine T-shirt sale in South Jersey, he is not going to back down. He's going to say, "Watch what I do. Watch what I do." We are as President Trump said on this show. Excuse me, future. Future President Trump. I don't want to upset Jimmy Matthews. As future President Trump said on this show, we are very, very close to World War III with this idiot in the White House. We really are. We are absolutely getting closer and closer to World War III. And do you think any of our enemies are actually concerned or nervous about anything the United States might do? Do you think they're worried about it? Of course not. They're not worried. Stop. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. The other thing I wanted to mention to you as well is that the Jack Carr event will sell out. He's coming on the show at 5 p.m. So if you want to come, you got to get your tickets by going to 1210WPHG.com right now. 1210WPHG.com. It's Tuesday, June 25th, and you'll get a signed copy of the book, Red Sky Morning. You're going to love the conversation. Jack's a great guy to talk to. We'll talk about a lot of these world events with him. But it's going to sell out. The VIP sold out very quickly. And I think there's only maybe 30% of the tickets in Gen Pop left. So Gen Pop's better than no pop, you know what I mean? So come out and join us. Just go to 1210WPHG.com, 1210WPHG.com. And I want to thank my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo for being our studio sponsor. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Go see them today. They are going through their renovation extravaganza. Judith's father founded the dealership in the 1960s. Talk about everything feeling like it's we're going back in time, right? Before or right after the Cuban Missile Crisis, her dad, I guess it would be right after, her dad started the dealership. And now it's time for the renovation. The renovation has to be done. So Judith understands it makes it a little bit more convenient for you. So they're giving you amazing deals and discounts on top of their already aggressive promotions and incentives. So please, go see them today. Whether it's the S-Class made right here in South Carolina, the XC40, the XC60, the XC90, there's a Volvo for you. And if you're a Costco member, you're going to get an additional $1,000 off the price of a brand new Volvo. There's only one Volvo dealership, only one in our entire region who stands with us, the entire country who stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And that is Cherry Hill Volvo. Right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Secret recordings of Justice Alito, which is a total hit job. Total hit job. Just absolutely outrageous. It's a damn shame what they try to do, but it's a joke. I mean, what they got on the guy. What the guy's talking about, America always has division, and you know, we'd like to have more God in our country. That's a problem. He's not allowed to have his personal beliefs. Even Sonny Hostin on The View said she's uncomfortable with this hit job by this filmmaker who pretended to be a supporter and went there and talked to Alito and, you know, pretended to act like a supporter. So let's think about what happened here. And I'll get into this in more detail as the show goes on here. But an activist thinks America's in danger of becoming a Christian theocracy, infiltrated a gala at the Supreme Court, secretly taped herself trying to goad two conservative justices into untoward remarks, and all she got was what she got from the justice. Which, Matt, do you have the audio of the original of the tape from yesterday, which we played sort of the end of the show, but I think it'd be good to reset and remind everybody of that.
2 seconds, I can pull it up again.
And the fact that her story led the news on Tuesday says a lot about the media's obsessions more than anything else. Her name is Lauren Windsor. She attended a dinner last week for the Supreme Court Historical Society, where she undertook small talk while pretending to be a diehard religious conservative. Here's the, just to refresh your memory, This is the exchange. Take a listen.
Hi, I wanted to say hello to you again. My name's Lauren. I met you last year. I think you already met. Anyway, I wanted to tell you my husband wanted to be here, but it lost me to his thing. It's just like, make sure that you tell Justice Alito that, like, he is a fighter and we appreciate him and he has all the grit and. I know it's got to be terrible what you and your family are going through right now, so I'm just so sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
But, and I'm sure you don't remember this at all, but what I had asked you about was about the polarization in this country, about, like, how do we repair that rift? And considering everything that's been going on in the past year, you know, as a Catholic and as someone who, like, really cherishes my faith, I don't know that we can negotiate with the left in the way that, like, needs to happen for the polarization to end. I think that it's a matter of, like, winning.
I think you're probably right. One side or the other is going to win. I don't know. I mean, there can be a way of living together peacefully, but it's difficult, you know, because there are differences on fundamental things that really can't be compromised. So it's not like we're going to split the difference.
And that's what I'm saying. I think that the solution really is, like, winning the moral argument. Like, people in this country who believe in God have got to keep fighting for that to return our country to a place of godliness.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Now, she's a little rat. This woman, Lauren Windsor, a little rat, a little snarky little rat. Let's understand a couple things here, first of all. There are some things we can't back down on. Like, for example, you know, since the Supreme Court loves to bring up Brown versus Board of Education, and they love to bring up Dred Scott, if you're an abolitionist, did you surrender your beliefs that people should be free and not enslaved? Because if you abandoned those beliefs, you were a Democrat. Like, I mean, history is funny. You know, we're supposed to act like the Republican Party didn't free the slaves, but it did. The Republican Party was founded to end slavery. That's why the party came about, in addition to protecting the Second Amendment. I've told you there's an unbroken line. Go all the way back to the Confederate, the Confederate States of America. Go all the way back, and you can see very clearly that the lines, the parties have not flipped, and it's the same. It's been the same linear pathway. The CSA was progressive, and Woodrow Wilson picked up that mantle, handed it off to FDR, handed it off to Johnson, who handed it off to Obama. I mean, there's, you know, a couple skips here and there, but and Lincoln wanted to free the slaves. The Republican Party itself wanted to ensure the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is secure. So that's we still fight for that today, the Republican Party. So should abolitionists have backed down from their cause in little rat face Lauren Windsor's ideology? Or do you hold true to things? If you wanted to fight the Nazis, for example, if you believe that the Nazis should be defeated, do you back down from that, or do you try to find agreement, for example, common ground with the Nazis who are exterminating Jews? Like, I'm just wondering. But this is the game the left plays. Like, you see, I got Alito to say, like, yeah, like, he's a totally rigid guy and is like his views, and like, he won't back down, and like, he won't see both sides of something. And when the Supreme Court overturned the separate but equal decision and said separate but equal is inherently unconstitutional, that's a good thing, right? That they did that, I assume people believe that that's a good thing on the left. But those justices, should they have been more open-minded, and maybe they should have said, well, I could kind of see why they said that at the time, I guess. When the Supreme Court said that people were property in Dred Scott, or I'd say what, I give you one that the left pretends never happened. When the Supreme Court ruled in Korematsu that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the progressive god of the left, could take Japanese, German, and Italian American citizens from their homes without due process and put them in concentration camps. And the Supreme Court of the United States in Korematsu said that that was okay. Do you think that maybe a couple of the justices who broke free from that and dissented, like, maybe what their problem was, what, they just didn't have strong beliefs, or like, they just like totally, like, they like totally like, these people are morons. You know, this woman's an idiot. She's an idiot. What do you got? What do you got on Alito? You got a guy who believes that there are certain things you don't compromise on. Right. Yeah. You don't compromise on slavery. You don't compromise on discrimination. You don't compromise on putting American citizens in concentration camps. You don't compromise on defeating the Nazis. Like, there's certain things, you know. And then you have ideological battles about other things. You try to gain common ground and agreement on things like whether or not the executive branch of government should be making rules and laws. You have ideological battles. You try to form a cohesive agreement on that. But there are some landmark decisions where on your side, you'd say you never back down on, right? You little rat face. I mean, on abortion, for example, your side says you can't back down on that. My side says you can't back down on that. This is not an issue for the federal government. It's not in the Constitution. Kick it to the states. And as a pro-lifer myself with two adopted kids, I don't want the federal government getting involved in the issue because I'm also a constitutionalist. But in your little world, the Supreme Court justices should never back down on that until they have it as the law of the land and blah, 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 right? She secretly recorded Chief Justice Roberts too, but apparently he said absolutely nothing newsworthy. Well, that doesn't shock me because the man's about as exciting as watching paint dry and is always trying to be, you know, Mr. Middle. But look, it's the lesson here, and I don't think Alito said anything bad. I don't. I really don't. You should want justices who have very strong beliefs on things that believe the United States should not compromise on. There are certain things we should not compromise on in this country. And people that want to take away liberty, you don't compromise on that. That's how you get to tyranny. So you try to find consensus where you can. On certain areas you can't, you fight it out. You fight it out ideologically. And you hope it doesn't come to more than just an ideological battle. But that's what we do in this country. It's what we've literally always done since the founding of the Republic, when we had the battle between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. The question between whether or not we should have a U.S. central banking system, There's a Broadway show called, it's named after Hamilton. The hell's the name of it, Matt DeSantis? It's about Alexander Hamilton.
It's called Hamilton, isn't it?
The name escapes me at the moment. Is it called?
I think it's Hamilton. I think you've said
it
twice.
No, it's about Hamilton. It's called, like, I Love Banks or something. What's the name of it?
I think it's Hamilton.
No, it's about Hamilton. You're saying it uses his name?
Lin-Manuel Miranda?
That's it. Yeah. That's the name of the no, that, yeah.
That's the guy. Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's Hamilton.
I think it's I Heart Banks.
Oh yeah, you're right. Sorry, my bad. That is, yeah, you're right. Yeah. That is, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I think they just nicknamed it Hamilton. Like from what I understand, he died in a car crash in the 1970s? In Weehawken, New Jersey? Is that what happened to him?
That doesn't sound right to me. I can double check.
You're a history guy. Do you know how Hamilton died?
I'm pretty certain it wasn't in a car crash. I think it was a duel or something, if memory serves me correct. Maybe it might have been with Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr,
you think? Yeah.
A duel with guns, with pistols?
Or maybe it was a game of chicken. You could be right. They may have been. I think it was cars.
Maybe they a game of chicken over their pink slips.
Yeah. That
for who
right.
got control of the car, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was misremembering. You're correct.
So Aaron Burr, no relation to Aaron Burr, and Alexander Hamilton got into a pistol fight in Weehawken, New Jersey, a battle to the death over whether or not the United States should establish a central bank. But we're supposed to believe that Alito, when he says, look, you try to find consensus where you can, and where you can't, you can't. We're supposed to believe that Alito is like out of his mind, that the idea that America's always been unified up until 15 minutes ago. No, I know what happened. Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton had a fight over a girl. It wasn't about philosophical principles. Do I have that right? I don't know. I don't pay attention to any of this stuff. You know what I mean? I don't. I should pay more attention to anything, but. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you would like to join us in any of the historical meanderings. I think there was a podcast or a show called Drunk History at one point. I'd like to go on that at some point.
Oh, yeah, I remember that show.
Remember that show? That would be fun. And just throw things at me and see what I can conjure up about events that actually took place in American history. And we'll see how that works out. All right, we got a big fourth and final hour. Oh my God, I just skipped 2 hours of the show.
I wish. It would be nicer if we were heading home.
It'd be amazing. Jack Carr's on the show at 5 p.m. today. Don't go away. 4 o'clock hour straight ahead.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.